Well, Rick Astley, start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We got Rick Roll. Funky Buddha, by the way, the tap room in Oakland Park. I mean, they got a big old Halloween party coming up. Got all the action there. No Panthers till Friday, huh? But you can watch the Panthers game there Friday afternoon, right? I mean, people watch Panthers games there all the time. You know what you do on Friday? Take a half day. 2 o'clock. You hunker down. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. You know what they got on? I think they have it on tap at the tap room. I know they have it on shelves all over the state. They have the sweet potato casserole beer.
Yeah.
And what's better? Because Friday is November already, right?
November 1st, first of the month.
Yeah. That's sit down at Funky Buddha. Panthers are in Finland. Mm-hmm. 2 o'clock. You get out of the office early. I mean, by 2:30, you're two sweet potato casserole beers in, a couple orders of Yuka Tots. You're in the time of your life.
Yeah, November 1st, basically Thanksgiving already, if we're being honest.
It's the holiday season. Yep. Friday. I'm not working for those 2 months, are you? I'll see you guys in January.
Yeah, January 1st. When's the Super Bowl? February what? Like the 6th or something?
No idea.
All right. We'll be back then.
Anyway, Funky Buddha, great spot to watch any Panthers game, even the afternoon game this Friday, and certainly a good place to spend a little time if you're looking to watch some college football Saturday, pro football Sunday. Really amazed at that tweet that I read to Clay from Joe Shad. I didn't realize that Miami had not won in Buffalo since 2016.
Yeah.
That's a streak of futility there, man. Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
Yeah. And that includes
you see a pathway
game.
to them winning on Sunday?
I know I'm normally the negative Dolphins guy on the show, and I want to tell you yes. I thought the offense, for the most part, looked decent. I'm not saying they look great, but I thought it looked better than I expected against Arizona.
But if Kyler Murray could look that good against the defense, then what's Josh Allen going to look like?
No, yeah, I don't think the Dolphins are going to win on Sunday. I don't rule out what Clay says. Like, bro, anything can happen. You know,
sure.
Josh Allen throws two interceptions in the first half.
Baltimore. And lost to Jameis, right?
Right, yeah. Right. So, I mean, anything can happen, but I'd rather do that against any other team, not the Buffalo Bills. I'm sorry. It hasn't happened since 2016. It hasn't happened under Tua Tagovailoa or Mike McDaniel in Buffalo. Yeah. Let's save those conversations for the week after when you're playing the Raiders and the Jets and the Patriots again. Not this team in Buffalo, who's your daddy.
That's our 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, by the way, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. It's why, because I tweeted out Sunday night, the line had come out, and it's Dolphins +6 in Buffalo. They're 6-point underdogs. And that has been retweeted and quote tweeted so many times with people saying, bet the house, bet the mortgage, bet anything you have on Buffalo. Because 6 does seem like a small line, right? Again, Miami's able to score with Tua, so there is that. But based on what you saw from Miami against Buffalo in game 2, before Tua went out, it's hard to get to the point in your head where that's not a blowout in Buffalo on Sunday. So
yeah, but the Dolphins can score with Tua against Arizona.
I don't know what to do with that line.
Yeah. Can the Dolphins score with Tua against Buffalo, Hawk? You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a big difference.
I know what you're saying. You can, if you can score points, 6 points is not, it, like, 6 points is doable in the NFL. If you're able to score points, you may not win, but 6 points is doable. My hang up, I guess, is there were just parts of Sunday's game, even like the fumbled snap from Tua, like, man, there's so many opportunities for a team to capitalize on some of the mistakes they made. Arizona did, and I imagine Buffalo would be able to as well.
And then even before that, Hawk, the Dolphins have a drive. They need one series where they just have to move the chains, kill some clock, shift the field position so that the Cardinals have a much harder chance of getting the ball back and coming and hitting a game-winning field goal. And they couldn't do it. They couldn't move the chains. They couldn't put together one game-winning drive to go seal the victory. And that, to me, is like the epitome of the McDaniel Tua era. Tua, by the way,
same thing happened against Tennessee last season.
Right.
Where you're up 14, you get a first down, the game's salted away.
Against Buffalo too. In the second half, you had a lead, then it was 14-14. I know, but you had opportunities to just go get one drive, go put one drive together, and you couldn't. Tua in his career, 7 touchdowns, 10 interceptions in 8 games versus the Bills in his career. Josh Allen owns us, man. It sucks.
Yeah.
He owns us.
I'd ask Clay, at the beginning of our interview in the last segment, are you losing faith in Mike McDaniel, or have you lost faith, or did you never have faith? Dolphins grades in the Sun Sentinel, they graded the game on Sunday, and I won't tell you all the different position groups, but in the Sun Sentinel, the final grade for coaching is an F. And I think it's Chris Perkins who wrote this. This isn't solely on Coach Mike McDaniel. It also includes defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, who has been outstanding this season, and offensive coordinator Frank Smith. But interestingly, not special teams coordinator Danny Crossman, because special teams had a good performance on Sunday. They write, the Dolphins needed good game plans to win a pivotal game, and their game plans were bad on both sides of the ball. The Dolphins still can't get the deep pass to Hill and Waddle, and the defense had no response to the Cardinals' halftime adjustments. Weaver, for the first time this season, was outcoached. And then they do stock up, stock down. Stock up after Sunday was Calais Campbell. Stock down was Mike McDaniel. And what they wrote was, the simplistic one-dimensional offense, get the ball to Hill, continues to get exposed. Players aren't sharp. The Dolphins had 4 fumbles. The home magic is gone. And the next 2 games are on the road at Buffalo and at the Rams, where the Dolphins are 8-15, including 1-2 this season on the road. McDaniel better find something that works and find it fast. Problem is, my opinion, what's he going to find now? Who said it to us? Aronde? He's got a plan A. He has no plan B, no plan C. I mean, what's he going to find now? The one time I can recall Tua really throwing deep or was about to throw deep, the ball got stripped out of his hand.
He was going to let that thing go, man. You saw how low he had the ball? I mean, he was going to put
everything.
He was going to
crank that thing. Yep. Anyway, the line is 6 Sunday in Buffalo. Anywho, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. It's brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
At least the game's in Buffalo. We don't have to deal with Bills Mafia coming down here, jumping off tables, taking over elbow room. At least we got that whole nonsense out of the way.
I guess we should have Josh Appel on this week, right? Because he's a big believer in boneless wings, mm-hmm. went to Anchor Bar in Buffalo, got boneless wings instead of bone-in wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was there.
Seems like an appropriate week to have him on.
Yeah, that was top 5 most embarrassing things in my life, and I once admitted to giving my brother an enema on the air. So you can imagine that list. It goes deep, and sitting next to Appel at a sports bar where Dan Marino's in the same establishment, and he's ordering boneless wings, was bad. Very bad.
At Anchor Bar, especially, though. Mm-hmm. The birthplace of the Buffalo Wing.
Right. Right.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Anyways, there's some NBA news.
I had a little back and forth with Appel today. It was at lunch, I told you, with my wife. We went just to get a cup of coffee downstairs. And I get avocado toast. I told the girl, I said, you know what? I'm not in the mood for avocado toast. Just give me some toast. I just have a little toast and butter, just a little something. That's all I've eaten today, but I just want a little toast. I wasn't in the mood for the avocado and the the greenery on top of it and the shaved Parmesan. You know, enough already. Mm. Just a little toast and butter.
Okay.
There were two pieces of toast, each one cut in half. And he had seen had texted him a picture of the plate. I'm going to show it to you.
Okay. Right. Yeah, like if you go to Denny's, if you go to Denny's, you order a side of toast. They get you two loaves of toast. They they're bread. They toast them, and they
not loaves,
two pieces of bread, right? And then they just cut them right in half. I got you.
So, Appel texts me and Whittingham. Four pieces of toast is too much. And I said, well, that's not four pieces of toast. It's two pieces of toast cut in half. And he's like, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. There's four pieces of toast. So I tweeted out. Look at my Twitter.
Okay.
I tweeted out Josh Appel, because then I texted him a picture of a bagel cut in half, the two pieces of bagel. I go, what do you see here? Two bagels? And he says, yes, absolutely.
Let me see. Let me check this out. So you're saying you cut a bagel in half. And he's saying there's two bagels. I happen to agree with him, though. Unfortunately for you, if I ask for a bagel and they bring me a bagel cut in half, I do feel like I'm eating two bagels at this point. And here's why, Hawk. If you ask for a bagel somewhere, right, and they bring you a half a bagel with avocado on top or with a schmear on top, I mean, you're eating a bagel. That's what you're eating. Aren't you?
What? I don't know what you're saying, but if you order a ham sandwich and they cut it in half, as you like to do with your sandwiches,
right?
You got two ham sandwiches for your meal?
Yeah, I always tell you, I cut my burger in half because I feel like now I'm eating two burgers instead of one.
Mm.
The same applies to my toast. Right. Yeah.
Well, that texter that said you're an idiot was right.
I hate keeping up with the guy that eats boneless wings, but
I understand.
I happen to agree with him. Yeah. If I'm sitting down with you at Denny's and you have a plate with four of those slices of toast, right? Two, but they're cut in half, and say, hey, hand me a toast. Are you grabbing two slices now and handing them to me? Because I asked you for one toast.
Why would you say hand me a toast?
Let me get a toast. Let me get a piece of toast.
But if we're at Denny's, why wouldn't you just tell the waitress I'd like a toast?
Because maybe you're not going to eat all four of the
halves. Of course I'm going to eat. And there's only two. And yes, I'm eating them. I ordered them.
Regardless, if I say, hey, hand me a toast, you're gonna specify, well, do you want a half or do you want a full? No, you're just going to grab me one of the little ones that's been cut and hand it to me. That's one toast. You have four on your plate.
I don't.
Okay. I think I boxed you in there. I happen to believe I boxed you in.
Totally didn't box me in. I mean, that's ridiculous. If you cut a ham sandwich in half, you don't have two ham sandwiches. If you cut a bagel in half, you don't have two bagels. And if you cut two pieces of toast in half, you don't have four toasts.
So if you go to Subway... At Subway yesterday for the first time in years, I kind of wanted to get to that experience. But
why did you go to Subway?
Because I was at the arena, and there happens to be a Subway right across the street. I didn't want to get in my car or whatever, so I just walked across the street to Subway. But if I go to Subway and I get a 6-inch, and you see me eating a sandwich, a 6-inch, Hawk, is essentially a half of a sub. The full sub is 12 inches, a foot long. 6-inch is just a half. But if I'm eating only a 6-inch, and you ask me, hey, what are you eating? I'm supposed to say, I'm eating a half of a sandwich. I'm supposed to specify
I'm eating a sub, but you don't have to specify if it's big, small. Like, I honestly don't care. If I say to you, what do you have for breakfast? I don't care if you had a short stack of pancakes or all you can eat pancakes. You could just say pancakes.
But in other words, I'm eating a sub. That's what I'm eating.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so if you're eating half of a bagel, you don't specify, I'm eating half of a bagel. You say, I'm eating a bagel.
I didn't say that you did. I didn't say you did.
You've got two bagels. You cut it in half, you've got two bagels. What you
got. And then if I cut those in half, I have four bagels.
Well, now you're just being ridiculous, I think.
All right, get to the headlines, jackass.
Some NBA news that I think a lot of people will be interested in. This is from Sham Sharania. Very weird, the things I cape up for. I caught myself halfway through there saying, what am I arguing on behalf of?
Yeah, well, somebody texted in. He was starting to make sense, but then he lost it.
I thought I had you at Denny's. I really did. The NBA, they fined the Philadelphia 76ers $100,000 for public statements around health status of NBA All-Star Joel Embiid. More from Sham. Sources said the NBA's investigation showed that the Sixers did not violate player participation policy with Embiid's missed games, but in fact, with the public comments that did not properly reflect his health issues with his knee.
I mean, listen, a $100,000 fine to an NBA organization is fining me 30 cents. So I get it. It sounds big or whatever. There is no way to penalize it. Mm-hmm. They didn't.
It's what we said 2 weeks ago or last week when this story came out. They're going to fine them some amount of money. It'll seem like a lot. It's not a lot. And it's the NBA pretending like they can actually do something about this so that the fans are happy. But in reality, if Joel Embiid wants to play 45 games a season and try to be healthy for the postseason, there's really nothing the NBA can do.
Victor Bermudez says, Anchor Bar has the most overrated wings I've ever had. Flanagan's wings, 100 times better. And Victor, by the way, while he is true and true Miami, Hialeah all the way, he's part of Bill's Mafia.
Yeah.
So he doesn't take that statement lightly, I would imagine.
Mr. Miami Hurricane loves the Bills all of a sudden. It's bizarre. He's right. I went to Anchor Bar multiple times. They're good. I'm not hating on Anchor Bar because I hate on the Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia. I think
Which is ridiculous because it's the best cheesesteak in the world.
It's not. It is so damn overrated. You wait in these long lines for literally cheese whiz on a loaf of bread and unseasoned steak. But whatever. I digress.
It's just not true. But go ahead.
Okay. Anchor Bar's wings are fine. They're good. And they actually serve it to you on like these cool plates, these wooden plates, old school. But
like a Hooters plate.
Yeah, like a Hooters plate. But Flanagan's has better wings, which is controversial. A lot of people don't like Flanagan's wings. I do.
That's my son's favorite wings, Flanagan's.
Yeah.
That's far and away his favorite wings anywhere.
We're big Flannies guys, and most people in South Florida, they love Flanagan's, but the wings, for some reason, are like crazy controversial down here. I don't know why. People don't like their wings. I don't know if it's because they're fried. I don't know.
Those wings are fried.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. All right, so the Heat, they won last night. Big win over the Detroit Pistons. They're 2-1 now. They won at home, which is good after getting rocked by the Magic. I know it's early in the NBA season, Hawk, and you know, none of us are really in NBA mode other than me. But did you see what Paolo Banchero did yesterday or the Orlando Magic?
But I keep seeing push notifications on him. I just haven't clicked on any. I'm not even joking. I keep getting push notifications about some story about Paolo Banchero.
Bro, the Magic are going to be really good. Paolo Banchero yesterday had 50+. He had 37 at halftime. He might be like the next big superstar in the NBA. It's crazy because it's Orlando. Nobody cares about them, but he is legit good, man. Legit good.
I was reading some article today. I have it somewhere, but it was in maybe Yahoo Sports. Let me see. I can't find it. Oh, it's in my email here. NBA's biggest winners, losers, and overreactions from week one. And it is Yahoo Sports. And I'll open it later if you want, and I can read some of them to you because it's really long. But one of them is the Orlando Magic are a championship team.
Yeah. That's everybody's like hot take right now, that they're next in the pecking order of the NBA. I saw it though, bro, on opening night, and it's not to do the excuse machine for the Heat because they played awful, but Orlando is good, bro. Like really, really good.
The best wings, I think we can all agree, were the McDonald's Mighty Wings.
I never had the pleasure.
They were the Dwayne Wade statue of wings.
So they were great, is what you're saying.
No, they were supposed to be wings. You opened the box. They didn't really look like wings, and you weren't really certain what it was.
Yeah, but why did those not work? Because the McRib, it's supposed to be a rib. It doesn't look anything like a rib. It's a plank of something frozen, slathered in barbecue sauce, but you love that. The chicken nuggets are supposed to be chicken. I don't know.
That's all white meat chicken.
Nah, I don't know what's
McNuggets are all white meat chicken. Now, back in my day when I was a kid, you'd get six nuggets. One of them was filled with beaks and giblets and stuff, talons. But nowadays, it's all white meat chicken.
You go to a restaurant, a diner, you order chicken tenders. You bite into half a chicken tender and no problem. Find me a single person. And I love McDonald's McNuggets. Like, I love them.
You're wrong. Then you haven't had a McNugget in a while. You can't even finish this statement because that's how good they are.
Find me a person. No, I love them. I love them. But find me a person that is willing to bite into a half of a McNugget to risk seeing what's actually inside that McNugget.
No, that's with Chinese mall food court chicken. Because that I've maintained for a long time. The only way to enjoy chicken, Chinese chicken, honey chicken, even bourbon chicken, which is not Chinese, is just food court chicken.
Yeah.
The only way to enjoy it, because it tastes great, is to swallow each piece whole. Because the moment you bite into it and leave half there,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see feathers, joints,
mm-hmm.
ankles,
talons.
Beaks, yeah. Talons.
It's just mush on the inside of a McNugget. It's just white mush.
No, McNuggets are white meat chicken.
Okay. Keep telling yourself
they
that.
They are.
All right. Keep telling yourself mm-hmm. that. Yeah. And my sub yesterday at Subway was real turkey. It wasn't processed flap of I don't know what the hell I was eating.
No, I know what's real, what's not. I happen to know McDonald's chicken McNuggets are white meat chicken breast. That's it. No rib meat filler.
How did we go from me paying $6 for a footlong to paying $15 for a footlong in 3 years? Like,
Biden.
I hate doing this conversation. I'm not the guy that complains about prices because whatever, man, it is what it is. I'll pay whatever it is. I had Subway every day at FIU. It was the healthiest option at FIU. I'd get the same thing. Turkey, Swiss cheese. They don't even have Swiss cheese anymore at Subway.
Oh, stop it. They don't have Swiss cheese
they
at Subway.
They don't have Swiss cheese
no
at Subway.
Chance. Stop it. Get out of here.
The guy told me we don't have Swiss cheese anymore.
No chance.
Provolone.
No chance.
Cheddar or Monterey Jack or some garbage. I don't know.
You're telling me Pepper Subway Jack. Doesn't have Swiss cheese anymore.
Subway doesn't have Swiss cheese anymore. Right?
I find that hard to believe.
It seems impossible. That's what I'm saying. What happened to Subway?
That's the best sandwich topping. That's the best cheese topping on any sandwich. Swiss.
Turkey and Swiss. I mean, it's an American staple, brother.
Right.
Well, that sandwich. Officer. Yeah. That sandwich used to cost me $6 at FIU every day. I paid $14 for turkey and Swiss with lettuce and tomato yesterday. Bizarre.
Well, how'd you get a turkey and Swiss? They don't have Swiss.
A turkey and pepper jack cheese. They don't have Swiss cheese.
I think we caught you in a lie.
The Colts, by the way, they're benching Anthony Richardson. Be starting Joe Flacco. And Stephon Diggs tore his ACL. That's a big-time
Gonzo. Yeah.
That sucks, man. He's going to miss the rest of the season. Nico Collins is still on IR. So Texans are good. They're 6-2, top of their division, but they're without their two weapons moving forward. To wrap up headlines here, Hawk, we haven't played this sound and I wanted to play it. The Canes host Duke on Saturday. Duke's coming off a loss, but they've had a pretty good season relative for Duke, and the Hurricanes are undefeated. Noon kickoff. Is this game in Miami? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's here.
Manny Diaz, former Canes coach from Miami, was asked about returning to Hard Rock Stadium for the first time to face his former team as the head coach of the Duke Blue Devils. Here's what he had to say.
I've grown. I'm different as a coach, as a head coach, as a man, as I was when I was at Miami, and certainly the program's in a different place by every metric from when I was there. So I'm at peace. I moved on. I mean, we still go down there. We have a place, you know, not far from down there, and we're down there all the time. So, you know, there are still people in the program, on the staff and players who I, you know and have a lot of respect for. But yeah, no different than honestly playing SMU last week with all the familiar faces on that. There might have been more familiar faces on in that program than what we're going to play this week. So this is just trying to get our football team to play a better game than we played against a top team than we played a week ago.
I know this will get me run out of Miami. I miss Manny Diaz. What? I liked him.
What?
I liked him. I'm glad they got Mario. There's very few people that I would have signed off on getting rid of Manny. Mario is one of them. But I will tell you, I think if Manny Diaz was given the resources that Mario was given, the money, the complete revamping of the program to, hey, this is the most important sports program that we have again, I think Manny would have done just fine.
You know, you're talking about the guy that lost to FIU, right? I just want to throw that out there. I want to remind you that
Mario lost to Middle Tennessee.
My FIU Panthers beat Manny Diaz, the one team UM could never to under his reign.
Just saying. I liked him. I miss him.
All right. Well, that went in a totally different way than I expected it to go. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Pretty warm outside right now, like mid-80s. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. To be fair to you, Hawk, Duke having a decent season.
Yeah.
I mean,
when he
got
that job. And
he says
he's over it. He's past it. Now, he's not past Temple. He was there for a couple weeks, and that one's he's for whatever reason, he's having a tougher time getting over. But he is over Miami.
That is your weather.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Butt punt!
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I have to check with Funky Buddha, see if they still have Swiss cheese there. I don't know if this is a thing that more people are adopting or if it's just Subway. Funky Buddha, though, great spot. Watch any game. They do a great happy hour at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. They have an official Panthers watch party November 21st. And like I said, if you're looking to watch the Panthers game this Friday, which starts at 2 p.m. our time, it's in Finland, you can watch it at Funky Buddha, tap room. Start your weekend a little bit early. Well, 2 o'clock Panthers action. Well, Funky Buddha, Yuka Tots. Bison burger, time of your life. Are you 100% certain before I rail on Subway for no longer carrying Swiss cheese? Are you 100% certain that Subway doesn't have Swiss cheese anymore?
I'm not 100% certain about anything, but I will tell you that yesterday, for the first time in years, and I like Subway, I don't live near one anymore, so I never find myself there. I asked for a turkey sandwich with Swiss cheese, and the guy working at the counter said, "We don't have Swiss cheese anymore. We have pepper jack, we have cheddar, and we have provolone." And I said, "You don't have Swiss cheese today or anymore?" He says, "No, we don't carry Swiss cheese." And I was perplexed.
I wonder if that's a store decision. We don't carry Swiss cheese. I wonder if that's a decision made on each store. And sometimes, is this a campus Subway, like on campus or just near?
No, this is just across the street.
Oh, you're saying you hadn't been there. I got you. Yeah. This was near the arena.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the campus anything are always dumbed down versions
of
the regular one. They do that at like airports too. Don't they do that at FIU for Chick-fil-A at Pitbull Stadium?
Yeah, so you can get the...
There's an FIU game tonight.
Right.
And so do they still have Chick-fil-A at Pitbull Stadium?
They do. They do have Chick-fil-A at Pitbull Stadium.
But you cannot get waffle fries.
There are no fries available to purchase at the Chick-fil-A.
I mean, that's insanity. I bet they sell those potato chip waffle fries because Chick-fil-A has Chick-fil-A brand. It's in a potato chip bag, waffle fries that are actually chips. Obviously, they don't have a fryer because this is like the Pitbull Stadium. It's like, you know, I mean, it's not like they have all the accoutrement of a giant stadium. So I'm guessing they have warmers, right? So a Chick-fil-A brings in 300 sandwiches in that foil or whatever. They put them in the warmers and you can get a sandwich probably in chips. There's a reason that they don't have fries because they wouldn't keep.
It's like catering Chick-fil-A. So they have a little stand.
Right.
They bring those big boxes, like a pizza box, but the bags that keep the food warm. And they bring X amount of sandwiches per game. They have the chicken nuggets that you could buy from Chick-fil-A.
It's like at a Little League game, they'll have in the little concession stand, pizza. You can order a pizza. They're not cooking the pizza there.
Nope.
They stopped at Papa John's. By the way, I have to say this because, you know, I always talk about the Panthers and their potato and their food. And, you know, I say we're a great partner of theirs and I'm just calling it like I see it. So stayed for the Heat game last night at the Kaseya Center. The food offerings at the Kaseya Center are phenomenal. They have everything and there's not an inch of space wasted in the concourse. You know what I mean? Like you can get everything. They have so many employees working. It really is a pleasure. Like they have so many employees working, directing you to the right spot. Even at the concession stands, they have tons of employees working. Like it's a great effort. I made the mistake of getting a Papa John's za. And that's on me because there's so many great food offerings there. I hadn't had Papa John's in forever. The only place I ever get it, I used to get it like at Marlins Park or at the Panthers game. They had it.
Yeah.
Well, they had Papa John's. It intrigued me because I haven't had it in forever. So I got Papa John's. That ain't Papa John's. And I'm just calling it like I see it. There was no sauce on that pizza.
Hmm.
Well, the thing that makes Papa John's good is they have that real sweet sauce. The pizza was the size of my thumbnail. And it was terrible. So my advice, don't get that at the Kaseya Center.
Hmm.
There's too many other good things. I told you, Chuck had the Skinny Louie's.
The Smash
Said
Burgers.
It was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, they brought those by the broadcast booth opening night. We all got our own Skinny Louie Smash Burger with the fries. It's fire, man.
Did you all get your own? Because I was told from a source that maybe there weren't enough for everyone.
Hmm. And who's your source? I'd love to know what rat bastard is revealing secrets from within the broadcast booth.
Was there enough Skinny Louie's for everyone, or were they a little short?
Yeah, it's funny that, you know, there's six of us in that booth. Six burgers were brought out there. I know, I witnessed the exchange, but when it came time for Solana and Tommy Tighe, who have to wait until after halftime, we're eating, so we can't eat during halftime, to go grab a burger, there was only one burger remaining in the bag, which means somebody had more than one burger. And I'm not going to name any names. I don't know. I mean, who knows? But somebody did commandeer a burger. That did happen. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy was a little pissed.
Yeah, I did not.
Anyway, what was I saying?
I did not get to eat the Skinny Louie burger, but I've been to Wynwood. I've had them, so I know they're really good.
I'm just saying the Papa John's there was unbelievably disappointing.
What time did you have it, though? Like, at what point in the game?
Before the game started.
Oh.
I was, you know, we finished the broadcast. I'm just kind of walking around. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to grab a za. I'm going to stand outside on the East Plaza where we just did the show. Weather was beautiful. That whole East Plaza is great.
It's awesome. Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how bad the za was.
Surprising because the lines for the Papa John's are always long. Always.
Right, because it's got the Papa John's name on it. But this was not Papa John's.
Is
Papillon.
Papillon. Is Stadium Pizza, does it, I know people love pizza, period. But you go to a stadium, you get a hot dog, right? Like, it always hits. Does the Stadium Pizza hold up?
Well, here's the problem, though. Like, I was thinking about getting a hot dog last night. I like just a regular hot dog. They get cutesy. They're footlongs. I don't want a foot of hot dog. I just don't. I don't want 1 foot of hot dog. I don't feel comfortable holding it. I don't feel comfortable eating it. And I don't need that much.
You're not used to holding a hot dog that big. I get what you mean.
I want a regular kosher wiener. And it ain't a foot.
Yeah, you're
but
right,
they get
though.
Cutesy with you're the right. Hot dogs. Like, I just want a regular, like, I love going to Marlins Park. I want the ballpark dog.
Yeah.
That's like $3. Mm-hmm. It's in that foil wrapper. It's all mashed up into the bread. That's fine with me. I don't like when they're real thick. Mm-hmm. I don't like when they're real long.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you giggling, Jimmy?
Nah, I'm with you. Like, give me an... A traditional glizzy.
With that,
yeah,
though.
Give me a traditional glizzy. Yeah.
Anyway. Let me talk about BNT because we got to get out of here because Hurricane Hotline's coming up. We're getting close to the end of the 2024 hurricane season. Keep your fingers crossed. We want to just get to the finish line here, although I did see that there was some sort of activity. But I don't know. Keep your fingers crossed. You know, the good news is this. You can reduce your stress level during hurricane season by contacting BNT Impact Windows and Doors and taking some steps now so that your home is protected with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. And I'm telling you, it's a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. If you own a home in South Florida, it's time to take that step. Get PGT Custom Windows and Doors. And I know you're thinking, well, hurricane season's ending. I'm just going to wait. But this is the best time to get the ball rolling because you're giving yourself plenty of time to have those Impact Windows and Doors installed and functional in your home by next hurricane season. And I've been telling you, as a reminder, my friends at BNT are growing. They now service the West Coast of Florida as well. So maybe you've got a second home or a condo on the West Coast, you know, Fort Myers, Naples, or maybe you have family or friends that live on the West Coast. Call BNT because they serve the West Coast as well. BNT Impact Windows, 954-233-0126. 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Tuesday. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go FIU. Why not? Use a little FIU win tonight. Everybody, great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need. need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.